Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is set to make an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to the development of autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. Autism expert at the University of Pennsylvania, David Mandel, says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poorer child outcomes.
Tens of thousands of people, including President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and a number of cabinet members, attended the public memorial for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. The widow of the slain conservative activist said she forgives her husband's killer because it's what Charlie would have done. The San Francisco Bay Area was shaken awake by a magnitude 4.4 earthquake in Berkeley this morning. No reports of damage or injuries. And the 80th United Nations General Assembly opens today. This is ABC News. Tech companies and workers in the San Francisco Bay Area are bracing for new six-figure fees, says ABC's Suzanne Fahn.
President Trump signed an executive order Friday imposing a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas. Some people have been rushing to fly back to the U.S.
Microsoft and Amazon and other companies communicating with their workers outside the United States. Come back.
Those visas bring high-skilled tech workers like scientists, engineers, and architects to the U.S. The White House says the fee will not affect current H-1B visa holders. Some believe the new fee will disrupt the tech industry in the Bay Area. In San Francisco, Suzanne Fahn, ABC News.
An animal handler was killed Saturday at a private big cat sanctuary in southeast Oklahoma. The Growler Pines Tiger Preserve said Ryan Easley died in an accident involving a tiger, calling it a painful reminder of both the beauty and unpredictability of the natural world. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A former Green Bay school board member was charged with two felonies last week for allegedly getting elected to the board while not being a resident of the district. Kyle Lee resigned last May after a Green Bay Press Gazette story appeared to provide evidence Lee might not live in the school district then or when he campaigned and won his board seat in spring of 2024. State law requires a school board candidate to be a resident of the school district for at least 28 consecutive days before filing their declaration of candidacy. If you'd like to see Jimmy Kimmel back on the air, now's your chance to have your voice heard. An online petition is circulating criticizing the recent move by ABC to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air after he made remarks in his monologue regarding the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing. The petition cites First Amendment protections, saying the right to openly critique and question one's government is a cornerstone of democracy. It goes on to say that the Trump administration censoring Jimmy Kimmel has grave implications for the future of free speech and democracy. The petition is circulating all around social media and posted online at Care2, the petition site. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income. Under the proposal, farmers could allow people to put up a tent in their pastures. Some even suggest the idea of bringing in a small trailer, allowing people to pick up farm fresh eggs in the morning and enjoy a farm breakfast. Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This new law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just six events each year and requiring liquor licenses. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime, at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Vellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Currently, it's 62.
Beatles doing Chuck Berry. Good way to start a work week. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. 608, 61 degrees and fog. I mean, it's everywhere. So find a little extra time getting there and look out for little critters crossing the street, you know?
In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, right, da 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 da, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. All right,
one time and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
These tunes like you do? Tell them. The timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. Ba-da, ba-da, da, da. Ba-da, ba-da, da, da. Ba-da, ba-da, da.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. It was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Monday, Monday.
Mamas and Papas, John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, met up with me once, and I had the great pleasure of talking to him. And I asked him about that song. Obviously, you're going to ask him about his songs, and that one in particular. And he said, at that time, now this is the 1980s, this is 20 years after the song's been out there. And he said, I still don't know what it means. He said, I have no idea. Is Monday Monday, is that a day? Is it about a girl? Is it about a feeling? He said, he still hadn't figured it out. And it was, you know, like 1985 or something. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Yeah, the fog's there, kind of putting an exclamation point on the Packers' loss yesterday. Disappointing one, because we should have had it, could have had it. I know, could have, would have, should have. But we've got Dallas next week, and then the bye, awfully early. But this is the earliest I remember the Packers ever getting a bye, because they've got like a dozen games after that. So for the season. So, but we'll see. Sunday's game, by the way, is going to be a national game. We'll get into all that a little bit. Congratulations to the Brewers clinching the division. That's awesome. Good for them. They get a first round bye, as I understand it now. And Mike Clemens has all the details about that. Guy never sleeps. And he knows all these players personally. I'm surprised he doesn't go over and babysit their house while they're playing and pour himself a beer and have a bratwurst, you know, because this guy is just tight with all the players. And you'll hear from him throughout the morning about what's going on with the Wisconsin teams here on WGBW.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
When ever I'm asked.
when the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
From the park hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
My baby, where I
Booker T and the MGs did Time Is Tight. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, Foggy 61. It's 6:28 right now with the great Chicago group. Connie Feldman has news coming up next on WGBW.
Is he looking after you? Is he showing you the same love, a warm love, just like we? Sometimes you might feel blue, but remember now, darling, if his words are real, this will never, never happen to you. Baby, baby, there's things I'd like to say. I was hoping that with our love, we would get married someday. Sometimes you might feel blue, but remember now, baby, if his words are real, this will never, never happen to you. Baby, baby, there's things I'd like to say. I was so in love with our love, we would get married soon.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. There was no Packers home game at Lambeau yesterday, but the stands were still a buzz of activity. Green Bay honored America's fallen fire heroes with the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau. 24 years ago, hundreds of heroes climbed the World Trade Center and never returned. Over the weekend, people in Green Bay completed the climb. Those brave heroes began on September 11, 2001. Each year, people are invited to Lambeau to climb 110 stories, the height of the Twin Towers. All proceeds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. The fall agricultural tourism season is underway, and farmers are asking lawmakers to consider two tourism-related measures next month. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just six events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
With news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Soon the roads are going to be filled with trucks, tractors, and various other agricultural machinery as harvest moves into full swing. But that may also create some new obstacles on the roads. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and here with tips on how to safely maneuver around farm equipment is Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
When you're coming on some of these town and county highways, you know, you run into more hills and things like that where visibility might not be as good as on a state or federal highway. Just be aware of that potential, that blind hill. There might be something on the other side of it to be preparing for before you even see it or know it's there. Just be conscious of those type of things. Something else to be concerned with is just be looking for the slow moving vehicle signs, the SMVs.
Lieutenant Bill Berger, along with us from the Wisconsin State Patrol, he also reminds us that the stopping time for large farm equipment is much longer than typical vehicles due to their weight, so be mindful of that. Find the full conversation with Lieutenant Berger at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
A new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature could make it easier for young farmers to get their start. State Representative Clint Moses is co-authoring a bill that would create a free statewide database connecting retiring farmers and landowners with beginning producers looking for land. The program would be run through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center, helping to keep farmland in agriculture, not development. Representative Moses is a beef cattle farmer himself, and he says this bill is all about preserving Wisconsin's farming future. You can find the story at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Currently, it's 62.
Red door and I want it painted black. No color.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. If you're just waking up, haven't looked out the window yet, pretty foggy in most spaces around the area. There's some rain off to the west of us, Stevens Point and such. Some of it is a little heavy. Will we get it? Fingers crossed. We'll see. But I'll keep you posted on that because I got my eye on the radar. Also, I have my eye on the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest that is starting up today. Next hour is the very first keyword. Now, if you haven't done it already, download the Civic Media app. It makes it very simple to enter the contest. And it's just perfect. All you got to do is go to the app and then pick your favorite station, which is, of course, WGBW. And then at the bottom, when you press that button, then at the bottom of the page, it says text. And that's how you do it. Pretty simple. And we've tried to make it as foolproof as we can, simplify it for you, because up for grabs every day, somebody's going to win $200, that's the green, and jewelry, that's the gold. And everybody who enters, whether they win each day or not, everybody who enters is eligible for the grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats in November to watch Green Bay play Minnesota. Yeah, and beat them, too, by the way. Now, that's not part of the contest guarantee. But we're giving you keywords 7 times a day. The first one, very first one ever, is coming up next hour, shortly after news, here on 97.9 WGBW.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Mind. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away. I won't beg you to stay.
Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers, real name Johnny Ramostella. How do I remember that? And it was a disc jockey, Alan Freed, who told him, change your name. Where are you from? He said, Baton Rouge. He said, be Johnny Rivers then. Okay. Worked out pretty well for him. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Yes, I reiterate, the next keyword, the very first keyword, for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, coming up shortly after 7 o'clock here on WGBW.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Love.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Latest Let Me Be Frank production is called Don't Squeeze the Charmin. We'll talk about it next hour.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Knows how to use it. takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Monday, 61 degrees, a lot of fog out there. Drive carefully and plan a little extra time. The Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest starts up in a matter of minutes when I give you the first keyword and tell you how to text it to us. To get it to us, you could win. We have daily winners of $200, that's the green part, and gold jewelry. Okay, that's the gold part. And everybody who enters is eligible to win two club-level indoor seats to the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. Indoors in November. Sweet! So that's on the way. The keyword, first one ever for this contest, coming up in a matter of minutes on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. But first, ABC News, Connie Feldman has the news. Then local sports with Mike Clemens, the weather, all on the way.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand. And don't you worry about me. I'll be blue and I'll be crying too. But girl, you know.
I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's been pressuring the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says over the weekend, the president addressed a message on social media to PAM, meaning Attorney General Pam Bondi, in which he wrote, "Something must be done."
Adding, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. Justice must be served now." President Trump calling for cases against Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Today, the president's expected to make an announcement on autism, and the Washington Post is reporting.